A state judge in Oregon will hear arguments tomorrow about what the Catholic Church can or cannot do with its assets. The Diocese of Baker, Oregon, is being sued for $61 million in a sexual abuse case. The hearing will determine whether the diocese can transfer assets out of its control and out of reach of the alleged victims. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
By now, this kind of story has become so common that it only merited a mention in the local press. 18 men are suing the Diocese of Baker, saying a priest had abused them more than 30 years ago and the church covered it up. What's remarkable about this case is not what happened decades ago, but what happened last fall. David Slater, the men's attorney, says he received a call from a friend who had been browsing the website for the state of Oregon. "Did you know," the friend asked, "that the diocese you are suing has created a number of new corporations?" He checked and discovered that in one day in October, the diocese had incorporated all of its 35 missions and parishes.
What they were trying to do is set up all these subsidiary corporations and transfer the property out to them and say, "Oh, we don't own anything anymore. Tough luck." It's a sorry Charlie approach to defending litigation.
Now Slater is asking a state court to stop the church from incorporating the parishes, arguing that it is a fraudulent transfer intended to shield assets from the plaintiffs. The new bishop of the diocese, Robert Vasha, says it's not fraudulent. He merely wants to bring the diocesan structure into line with canon law, which says that each parish is an independent entity. Vasha says he had been planning to make the change ever since he arrived in Bend 3 years ago, but he didn't get the paperwork filed until last fall. Moreover, he says, it wouldn't be fair for individual churches to pay for a lawsuit that they had nothing to do with.
You can imagine the uproar in a small community that has been in existence for 100 years and has, you know, out of their hard-earned money paid to buy a piece of property and to build a church on that property. And the bishop comes along and says, "Well, I'm going to sell it."
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
At St. Edward's Parish, about a half hour from Bend, parishioners express some sympathy for the plaintiffs, but they wonder why it took 30 years for the men to bring the suit. But most echo the sentiment of Marie Brown, Philip Burning, and Mary Richard, who say that they and their parish had nothing to do with the abuse, and they should not pay for it.
I don't generally think of putting money in the collection plate for lawyers.
I think if I give money to this parish, I'm a very good supporter of it. I'm not bragging. That's where it should stay.
If you had a big business corporation, wouldn't they try to protect their assets? I mean, look at Enron.
The case in Bend, Oregon, is a test case, mainly because no bishop has tried to change the structure of a church after a lawsuit has been filed against it. But plaintiffs' lawyers say they've run into this sort of problem before, in which they sue, only to find out later that the diocese has placed most of its money in separate corporations and never told anyone. Attorney Jeffrey Anderson, who's brought more than 700 cases against the Catholic Church, says his first brush with this occurred in 1989, when he sued the Diocese of Minneapolis-St. Paul. During the trial, he says he discovered the diocese had created a separate corporation that held much of its money and property.
And I thought at that time it was a bit of an anomaly. It was an inadvertence that there was not a disclosure of that. And it was only later that I learned that that was a more common practice and not an isolated incident.
Indeed, as far back as their national meeting in 1988, diocesan lawyers were discussing what to do with assets as the church faced an onslaught of lawsuits. According to notes from the meeting, which were obtained by NPR, one lawyer advocated creating separate corporations because, quote, "not every plaintiff's lawyer is sophisticated and they frequently trip on the first hurdle." Another noted that incorporating parishes puts church money out of the reach of plaintiffs, saying, quote, "I may be wrong, but I have fooled them so far." Nick Cafardi, a church lawyer and dean of Duquesne Law School, says, of course the dioceses are trying to diversify their assets. Otherwise, the bishop holding the assets is one deep pocket.
Whether you are a church, whether you are a university, whether you are, you know, a company that makes ketchup, you would certainly not sit there with a legal structure which encourages that you be sued.
As for the Diocese of Baker, Oregon, the bishop says the plaintiffs won't get $61 million no matter what. If they sold off every single church pew, he says, the diocese is worth only a third of that. And, he says, you can't get blood out of a turnip. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.